Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. North Korea is following a familiar pattern of defiance in response to new international sanctions imposed upon the country for conducting its fourth nuclear test. The latest provocation began Friday morning with Pyongyang firing two medium-range ballistic missiles into the sea. One of the Rodong missiles, which has the potential to reach Japan, appeared to have exploded mid-flight. The launches, which are a violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions, occurred one day after the United States announced further sanctions against Kim Jong-un's government. The World Health Organization reports that an outbreak of yellow fever in Luanda, the capital of Angola, has now spread to seven other provinces, as well as to the Democratic Republic of Congo and to Kenya. The WHO is calling for a large-scale vaccination campaign to stop the spread of the disease. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The World Health Organization says the number of confirmed deaths from yellow fever in Angola now stands at 146, with 885 suspected cases. The UN agency says outbreaks of yellow fever in an urban setting are generally more dangerous and difficult to contain because the disease can spread easily from one person to another. It says a largely unvaccinated population that is bitten by infected mosquitoes can trigger an epidemic. Vaccination is the most important preventive measure against yellow fever. The mosquito that transmits yellow fever is the same one responsible for the Zika virus, dengue fever, and chikungunya. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more, log on to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA.